I would literally take it and stick it back. I wanted them so bad. Me, my mom, and my best friend all got matching, like on not in, like on our vaginas, but like right here.
What, your mom did too?
Yeah, me, my mom has one.
I love your mom.
My mom is the best mom.
I can't
ever.
Even.
Oh, honey.
Welcome to the Oh Honey podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer,
Amanda, and Becca Martinez.
And Ruth. Did we say
and Ruth? She's yeah, and Ruth. She's we have Ruth breastfeeding right now.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's getting
hiding.
Her breakfast.
You can see her feet.
She's so cute. So cute, by the way. You guys are going to see her if you're watching this podcast a little later on when she's finished. But
and you might hear her, too.
Yeah.
Definitely
throughout.
A possibility.
If you're wondering what that noise is to our listeners, it's Ruth feeding right now. So good for Ruth. Becca, you were on The Bachelor.
Yes, I was. It feels like forever. I think we filmed it almost 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
And, and that feels like a world away after getting pregnant and now having her. So.
Yeah. Anything you learned from the show that...
Oh my God, so much. Well, for one thing, when you're actually filming the show, you're gone for like 6 weeks with no phone, no access to the outside world. You can't talk to your family, your friends. And that was an experience that... I mean, when was the last time you went 6 weeks without your phone?
Never.
Like, yeah.
I don't think I ever have.
No, I hadn't either. Yeah. So that was just a super growing experience, mm-hmm. and I got to learn a lot about myself, and I was really sleep deprived and all of that, so
yeah.
Yeah, and then after, just all of a sudden going from being like a nanny in LA, just hanging out, to all of a sudden being in the public eye like that was really an interesting experience, as I'm sure you guys have have come to find out. Like, it's just odd when all of a sudden you have a ton of people's opinions on everything that you do, and just a bunch of eyes watching. So and it's chilled out since then, but at the time it was really overwhelming.
Yeah, well, people are obsessed with that show too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like, you get some crazy fans from it, I'm sure.
Yeah, and people think that they know you off of, you know,
off of that
editing and all of that drama and everything. They think they understand, like, who you are as a person.
How would you say that you were depicted on the show versus how you are in reality?
Oh, I always tell people that I think I got a good edit. Like, I think I looked like a nicer, more interesting person on the show than I actually
am.
So I was like, that works.
You were one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was really happy with it. I was like, okay, cool. He didn't show me, can I curse on this?
Yeah.
They didn't show me shit talking anybody at all. And in reality, in the interviews, I was like, so Brianna just came up to me and I'm pissed, but there was like none of that. So they made me look really good.
I wonder why they choose which ones they want to look like the mean ones and what ones they don't. Like,
I don't
this
know.
Is our sweet
and
one.
You have no like say in the matter. Like, so if they did an edit and you looked bad, you can't be like, no, I didn't like that.
Yeah, no. But the one thing I do always say is like, even if you get a bad edit, you still said everything you said.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. So it's like, it might just, you might only see the bad side of you, but like,
you're like, that's
you
a highlight
it,
for
so.
You.
Right. So just, if you don't want a bad edit, like, just
then don't say that. Exactly.
It's a learning curve at that point. You look, and you know, it's almost like a blessing for some of the people that are on shows like that, because they're able to look back at it, watch it, and be like, oh, yeah, I need to work on that.
Totally.
Like, get a review of yourself, like,
absolutely.
Outside perspective.
Yeah, an objective view. And some parts of it were hard to watch. It's like, oh, that's how I am and that's how I operate. So it was an interesting experience for sure.
Yeah. Did you keep some of the friends from the show?
Totally. And I think that's part of that isolating experience is like, I usually when I hang out with even my closest friends, we're like on our phones or we're like, you know, watching TV or doing stuff like that. And I was stuck with these people like in hotel rooms and on planes, and you just really get to know people really well when you don't have anything else distracting you. So a couple of the girls live in LA and I see them like all the time. So.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Did you notice after you became a mom, this is your first, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So after you became a mom, did your kind of friendship circle change a little bit?
I think I have some really solid friends, and so they were able to kind of shift as I've shifted into this role. But I think during the pregnancy, it was almost harder than when I had her because honestly, she's super easygoing and I kind of just bring her with me anywhere.
Yeah.
But when I was pregnant, I like didn't want to, like, especially towards the end of my pregnancy, I didn't want to leave the house really. I didn't want to go out. Like, I didn't want to do any of the things that I normally want to do. Mm-hmm. And so that was hard for some of my close friends because they're like, come on, let's hang out. And yeah, I'd just be like,
I like laying here right now. This feels good.
Yeah. I was like, I want to hang out with my boyfriend and just like watch movies.
Yeah.
But now I feel like way more like myself than I have in, I don't know, a year or so. So a lot of my friendships, some kind of got put on hold and I'm reconnecting with everybody and like getting back in my group. Yeah. Exactly. It's kind of like that. It's like, it's been 5 or 6 months, but I miss you. I want to see you.
Have you traveled with her yet?
Only like small trips, like to Santa Barbara, or my family's up in Fresno. So just like 3 hour, 2 or 3 hour car rides.
Yeah. Are you terrified for the flight, or you like?
Well, I took her on a flight to Fresno, but that's like 45 minutes, so that's nothing. But I was actually going to go to Cancun with her, but we didn't get her a passport in time because that's like a whole thing, getting a baby a passport.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that.
I know, me neither. And so I was like, literally about to book the flights, and then I was like, oh no, she needs a passport.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of nervous for that.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I don't know how like 4 hours in the air is gonna go.
I wonder, is it like a smaller passport?
Oh, that'd be
like
adorable.
Like a little baby-sized passport?
Yeah, like a little mini one.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. That would be so cute. But I
can only hope.
I think it's just as much of a hassle and process as it is getting an adult passport.
I think
passport,
she's a very chill baby, though.
Yeah, I think she'd
yeah.
be good.
Yeah. Although
she'll
I don't...
manifest the good energy. Yeah. She'll be amazing.
I think so. I think so, too. And I can just, like, breastfeed her the whole time.
Yeah. I do feel bad for the moms or the parents on the plane that have the baby that is just screaming.
Because then everyone hates the parents.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, yeah, you're just self-conscious. You're like, I'm sorry, I can't do anything.
Like, it's like how, you know, what can you do?
You can't do much except, like, pass them back and forth. And I used to be a nanny, and I actually went to Hawaii with one of my nanny families. Yeah. And the baby was like that. She was, like, screaming through the whole plane ride. And it was
so
just
you've
like,
experienced already.
Yeah.
And it was probably passed to you. And
yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. You're just, like, walking up and down the aisles, like...
Mm-hmm. Like, take the baby. It's
yeah.
We don't want to look at the bad parents.
Yeah. We're paying you to be here, so, like, take her while she's screaming. So.
How was dating when you were a nanny?
How was dating?
Yeah. Was it difficult? Or were you a live-in nanny?
Oh, no. I could not do that. Like,
got it.
I always say the hardest thing about nannying isn't the kids. It's always the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So you have parents that are sometimes really high-strung or just... weirdos, or they expect way too much out of you. And I feel like if I was a live-in nanny, then it's just like,
that's your life.
Yeah, exactly. No, I could not do that. And thankfully I had really great parents, especially in LA. Like, one of the families, when I interviewed with them, I was like, I don't know anything about infants, because I was taking care of her when she was like 6 weeks old. And they're like, it's okay, neither do we. Like, it's our first baby, so we're all gonna figure it out together. And
true.
I was like, all right, that's cool. And they were like, they smoked weed. They were like, oh yeah, you can like, when we went to Hawaii, they're like, yeah, you can like smoke with us. It's totally like, it's totally chill and like take care of our baby.
You're like, all right, best nanny experience.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Pay for my vacation.
How long were you their nanny?
How long? A year and a half. So from when she was 6 weeks to about a year and a half old. It was a good experience. Yeah.
Did you just not want a nanny for them anymore, or did you?
Yeah. Or I went on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have to take some time off. Here we go.
Yeah.
They're probably like, go kill it, girl.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, they did. And actually, when I did my little like intro package on the show, I had their baby in it. I was like, I'm a nanny. Like, here's Bodhi, my baby. So like, they got a little cameo on the show too. Yeah,
that's
it was
so
fun.
All parents love that, I'm sure, with their little baby. They're like, Bodhi.
I'm sure some parents wouldn't though, because there's some parents that don't even want you taking pictures and like posting them on social media.
Oh, totally.
Like, anything. But then there's some, like, if they're cool, they're like, take it.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that's an LA thing too.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, sure, put her on TV.
Like, right when she's able to think for herself, she's getting on.
Yeah. Oh, she already has it. Instagram, she already has a Twitter.
And then her eyes open.
Yep.
That's the camera.
Yep.
Like,
that's kind of how it was with this one. I was like, all right. Her dad didn't really like it. He's like, are we going to put photos of her like on your Instagram? I'm like, yeah. Hello, duh. I carried her in me for 9 months. Like, I want to show her off.
Yeah,
her off to the followers.
I'd be doing the same. I'd be so proud.
Yeah.
Your Abby is her, everything's her, every other picture.
Yeah.
You just shift the whole account.
That's what happened when I hung out with my sister's even my sister's little dog, like, it looks like a puppy, but it's a full-grown dog. And every time I'm with her, name is Beans, every time I'm with Beans, I'm like, I feel like Beans is mine. So I'm just like, my whole Instagram becomes Beans. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I need to chill out.
But I'm sure people love it. Like, people love puppies and babies. Like, they're all about it.
Who doesn't? And how could you not?
If you don't, then you just are soulless.
Right?
You're
a soul.
Enjoy the cute puppies. Enjoy the babies. Yeah.
So how did you find your boyfriend?
My boyfriend and I are both climbers. We're both rock climbers.
What?
Yeah. So we kind of, I've been doing that for a long time, since I was like 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. And we ran in the same circles and just kind of had a lot of mutual friends. And he was actually dating one of my best friends, mm-hmm. or not one of my best friends, but one of my climbing friends. And she showed me him when she was kind of dating him. And I was like, oh my God, he's so hot. Like, mm-hmm. where do you meet these guys? And she was like, well, like, I don't know if things are going to work out, so, like, I'll introduce you to. And I was like, no, that's weird. Like, mm-hmm. am I going to just, like, hop onto this guy you were just dating?
Right.
But that's kind of what happened. Yeah. I met him at a party, and we just hit it off. And we started dating shortly after. I got her blessing. She was like, no, it's cool. I'm dating
Such
somebody else.
Such a cool
else.
Friend,
like,
too.
Yeah. Like, no, it was, she's super cool. And she was, like, dating somebody else. So she's like, I'm happy. Like. Yeah. It's fine. I broke it off with him.
But she's like, real. She's like, not for me.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so she's like, why can't
you?
Exactly. Yeah. So we started dating pretty shortly after, and it was kind of right when The Bachelor was airing, which was funny because he was like, I'm not going to watch that show. Like, that show is trash. He's like, I can't believe you were on it. And so he still hasn't watched it to this day.
Yeah.
Which pisses me off. I'm like,
I look so great on the show.
I was like, me. Don't you want to see me making out with some guy on TV? Like, hello. But yeah, no, he still hasn't watched it, mm-hmm. but let's see, we were dating and then like 3 months after I got pregnant. So that was f-ing wild.
Yeah.
And, and now here we are like a year later. So it's been quite the journey.
Did that make things for your relationship like rockier or?
No, for sure. It put so much pressure on the two of us. Cause then we felt like, oh, now we have to make this work, you know, or not even like that, because, you know, but we were very aware that if we don't stay together, then she's going to have to, you know, go between two different households. And I knew how hard that was because I had that experience with my family. Mm-hmm. I have two half siblings and it sucks. Like, it sucks to go back and forth between two parents. You know, it sucks to go through that whole experience. And I mean, still, like, we're not married. Who knows what could happen? Like, but for now, we're good. But we definitely had that in our heads the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, we're having a kid together now, so we need to try to at least make things work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's so much stress to put on a 3-month-long relationship.
Right.
Like, that's normally when you just are starting to get to know somebody.
Right, I'm trying to imagine that in my life, and I, like, it's you don't crazy. Know until you're in it. You
know? No, and it's awful, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so stressful, and honestly, like, he was angry. He was angry for a long time of, like, you're taking like my freedom away from me, like, you're, you know, and he didn't outwardly express that, but I knew that was what was going on. I'm like, I know how you're feeling.
You're like,
right,
let
now
me break this down for you.
Like, he totally, I mean, I could just feel it, but at the same time, he also really stepped up to the plate. Like, he could have been like, peace, I don't want to have a kid right now. And instead, you know, he's like, okay, like, we're gonna work this out, we're gonna move in together. Like, he's opening a business, a climbing gym in Long Beach right now. So he's like, cool. I'm opening a business. I'll be able to, like, support you both, which is kind of ironic right now. Because, like, I'm supporting all of us right now. So, like, I can do it on my own. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was really, it was really hard.
Yeah.
And it's gotten better with time for sure. But especially the first few months were.
Would you say the love has grown between you guys? Or has it become more of, like, a friendship? Like, working towards, like, raising a baby together? Or would you say it's just, like, passionate? And
I think that that's one thing I wasn't expecting, that the romantic love and, like, the passionate love definitely was something that came with time, mm-hmm. instead of the opposite way around. Because I've seen in some of my other relationships, like, at first you're super into mm-hmm. the person. You're, like, all over them, want to be with them all the time. And it was kind of the opposite for us. Like, right after I got pregnant, we kind of hated being around each other. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of animosity, and he always got on my nerves. And that's pregnancy hormones, too.
Yeah.
Like, don't touch me. Like, don't be near me. And now, like, a year later, I think especially after she was born, like watching him hold her for the first time, like watching the love that he has for her, like I felt like it brought us closer together in a romantic sense, because before we kind of did feel like roommates that were just having a kid together.
Yeah.
And then just even over the past couple months, which I wasn't expecting, I mean, I felt like after having a baby, it would just be all about the baby and really like unsexy and really not romantic. Right. And it's kind of been the opposite. Like it's really brought us together and I feel like we connect on a deeper level, which makes it like more passionate and more romantic because we're like, we have a baby together. Yeah. Like we have a family, like, you know, we have like a whole life together now. So
So she's an evolution. You guys together
And it also helps that she's easy. So, you know,
she's not like causing more stress.
Exactly.
Like, it's all love.
Yeah, you guys argue, you look over, you're like, oh,
Well, that really is a thing, you know? Yeah. We'll be arguing, and then we look at her, and we're like, oh, okay, it's, like, about something. It's more than just the two of us. Like, there's something bigger that that we have between us. And also, like, you know, she'll be sleeping, so we can, like, hang out and watch TV and, like, eat together, cook together, like, actually have time with each other.
Yeah.
So that's great.
And also, it's, like, you both need to be there, too, because you got to take care of her. So it's, like, almost, like, forcing... Not forcing.
No, totally. It's forced shared time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Which is great.
That's not, I'm not suggesting go out there and have a baby if your relationship's failing.
Like, our relationship isn't that great. Oh, I'm going to have a baby.
That's probably the worst decision.
That's usually the perception too, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know how to like lock this guy in or like, you know.
Totally.
There's a lot of girls who fake pregnancies for that reason. Like they're about to break up, the guy doesn't want to go, and then it's like,
or the guys,
like, I know I'm pregnant. I swear I'm pregnant.
The
you
guys
can't go.
Even punching holes in their own condoms.
Right. The guy wants like, us too.
I'm gonna keep this girl forever.
But it's like, why would you want to do that? Like if the other person is trying to get out.
Dude,
like,
I'm the type of person I feel like the just the slightest vibe that you don't want to be. I'm like, go, just
go. No, totally. Why are you still here?
I
know, the
like,
same
you know,
way.
I mean, some girls are like, no.
And then they
the
leave
harder
and then
that someone doesn't want to be with them, the more they want to be with them. It's like, I'm the opposite of that. I'm like, you don't love me? Get away from me.
Which is good, because like, if you're giving off that desperate energy, it's not like the person wants to be with you more.
Yeah.
No.
Then they're like,
ew. It pushes them away even more.
Totally. Yeah. They're like grossed out by you and your like clinginess. Yeah, no. I think your approach is a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then also sometimes, like, I'm definitely more that way. But then sometimes you don't give the relationship the full shot. You know what I mean? Because then you're just like, yeah, exactly. You're not that into me. Like, just go.
Yeah. But. And it's like they might not even be, you know, it's just like the certain type of person that doesn't show their emotions a certain way and you take it the wrong way. And it's like, they're like, no, I don't not like you. I just, you know.
Yeah. I work.
I have a life. I'm not, like, obsessed with you because, like, I don't know how to show you that.
Yeah. And that's, like, the best person to be with is, like, somebody that has their own shit going.
Right.
For them.
Exactly.
It's not, like, all about you.
Yeah. But. Yeah. That, I think that's important in every relationship.
Yeah.
Whether you realize it or not, like, change that, and then you'll see a big difference, I think.
Yeah, and I think the other person will always be more attracted to you if you have your own thing going for you. If you're like, I have my own friends, you know, like, I have my own job, I have my own life, then...
Exactly.
I feel like that's more attractive to see somebody
who's
independent.
That's what you were attracted to in the first place, so...
Yeah.
Have you guys gone, like, rock climbing and stuff? Like, when she's, like... older.
One baby in one hand.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah. Are you going to like leave her like with a babysitter and you
a
guys
nanny?
Go like rock climbing? And
have you considered a nanny?
Well, one of my best friends is a nanny and I'm kind of, when we were going to go to Mexico, I was just going to bring her and be like, hey, come chill with us and I'll pay you. And then when we want to like go out at night, then you can stay with her. So I would definitely do like, especially a vacation nanny kind of situation, I think would be really, really helpful.
Yeah.
And if it was one of my friends, then it would be chill. It's like they can hang out with us and take care of the baby. I think if we were to like go camping and stuff, we probably would bring her. But I told him, because we used to sleep in the back of his truck, I was like, I am not doing that. There is no way that I'm gonna like wake up in the middle of the night and be like bumping my head on the roof of the truck and trying to breastfeed her and change her diapers and stuff. So I'm like, we can get a nice camper van, one of those like fancy Sprinter vans. Like if you want to get me one of the nice Mercedes Sprinter vans all decked out with like beds for us and everything, then I'll do it. Otherwise, we're going to have to get an Airbnb or something.
You're like, I love having a baby.
I know, you get the upgrades. Having a baby, you just sound like bougie.
Yeah, like you just sound like a bitch, exactly.
Like, yeah, you're like, but I have
this.
Like,
but I have a baby.
Well, yeah, this has definitely made me much more glamorous. I'm like, I need luxury now that I'm taking care of another human being.
Yeah.
Before
you deserve it.
Yes, I think so too. I pushed her out of me with no pain meds.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
It was actually really f-ing cool. So
on all the podcasts, like most of the podcasts, we always talk about like childbirth and stuff.
We have so many questions for you.
But it's always for like people who have not had a baby. So we're all just like idiots just like talking like out of our asses.
Yeah.
Dude,
I didn't know anything before I got pregnant. I had no idea. But I knew when I got pregnant, I was like, I kind of want to like go the whole, I'm very kind of like hippy dippy, natural kind of person. So
I know, when you walked in, I smelled all the essential oils.
All the patchouli.
Smell like my sister walking in.
I know. I smell, literally, I'm like, love smell and
it's
I love essential oils.
Yeah.
It smells so good. I'm like,
I like it too.
I love
my
lemon
mom is
grass.
Like, ooh, yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Whenever I come in though, my mom's like, you smell like somebody at the farmer's market. She's
Thank you.
What are you wearing? I'm like, I think that was a compliment.
Yeah.
No, so I knew I wanted to do something more not along the natural route. So I went to a natural birth center and had a midwife, actually, instead of like a doctor and OBGYN.
What?
Fun fact for people who don't know, in like the UK, in Australia, in New Zealand, and all these other countries, the midwife is like the go-to.
Oh.
And the only difference basically is that they're not a surgeon. So they can't perform a C-section, but of course, if there's an emergency, then they'll get you to the hospital and have all that taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at the birth center, they have like these big old tubs, like huge tubs that you can give birth in, and they have beds, and it's kind of like a weird hotel kind of setup, but it's really comfortable because you don't then have like beeping things everywhere and like hospital beds.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't like hospitals.
Yeah,
I'm like scared of them.
Yeah.
So
just
and
the smells of hospitals to you.
Yeah.
And like the sounds like of people running around, like trays getting pushed. Like I don't know. It's just the sound that I'm just like. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And when you're giving birth, you're super sensitive to that stuff, and it's like overwhelming. So when I was like in labor with her, I was at my house for most of the time, and it was just like quiet and dark, and I kind of just like went into this other psychedelic space where I just went into this zone, and I was like sleeping in between every contraction, and then I'd like wake up and I'd like walk around, and my mom was there helping me, and then we drove to the birth center, and like I was in labor for like 24 hours at home or something like that. And then we went to the birth center. I was like fully dilated, basically ready to push. And I got in the tub and I did it. And it was pretty cool. And I'd totally do it all over again the same way. Yeah. Like I felt really accomplished, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was like, I did that.
I would always say I would just do the C-section.
You're just like, one
so
and done.
Me, I'm like scared to death to get
me
my
too.
Stomach cut. So I'm like, get out of my... Like, I don't want my stomach.
I guess my fear would be is like, what if you go through the whole process and it gets to the point you're already pushing and then it's like, oh, we got to do a C-section. I'm like, I just went through all of that.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose that's a possibility. But if you have an epidural,
then. That's what
happened
to my sister.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she tried to do a natural birth.
Yeah.
And then it just like for like a whole day, she was just like going through it.
Yeah.
And then she was like, all right, give me it. And then they ended up doing it. And then she was trying to do a natural birth, but they said there were complications. So they just had to do a C-section.
Oh, man.
So she just went through everything. That maybe that's what's like
scary.
You don't want to have to do both.
Yeah.
Right. You're like, I don't
she
have to put in
to
all the
both.
Work
yeah.
and then also have a C-section. But I was the same way where I was like, I was terrified of the surgery.
I just feel like it's like the thought of having a baby taken from my stomach, like out my like bloody gushing, like it's just disgusting.
Have you ever seen pictures?
Because
it's pretty gnarly. Like, because they like physically pull open.
But
it's like it has to be done. Like it has to be done sometimes.
And the thing
is
like you don't have a choice. It's not like girls who a lot of girls who have gone in there like, please cut me open and take my baby.
Right.
Out. Like they want to do it the natural way most people.
Yeah.
Can you even walk in and be like, I want a C-section?
Oh, totally.
Oh yeah.
So people that's actually
it.
Yeah. Scheduled C-section. Yeah. And I mean, it's like I get
I'm just scared.
Yeah. No,
each their own. You know, me. It's more scary the thought of my stomach getting cut open
than pushing the baby
out of my.
No, I'm the same way. And then I totally understand why for other people it's like I'd rather just have surgery than having to push a baby out of my vagina. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, everything bounces back. So yeah. I was wondering how that would be.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who like say it doesn't. A lot of people say, yeah. I think we're all like by people around us, we're very like influenced by what they've said.
Yeah.
So she maybe has been like influenced by like what her sister said, maybe not positive things.
Yeah.
Just I'm always influenced sister, I'm by like... my mom. She like had four kids, two of them being twins, just all amazing pregnancies. She never has had a problem with anything down there.
Yeah.
Like, bounce back.
Yeah.
She's tight still, all that stuff. You know, that's what she says. I don't honestly know.
Well, that's the thing. It is kind of genetic. So you'll probably.
She genetically has it good. So.
Well, I was going to say, you'll probably have easy pregnancies and you'll probably have pretty easy births if your mom did.
Okay.
Because,
Does your mom have to be verified now? Dude,
I'm like, my mom and I were almost the same. Well, yeah, what was your mom's experience like?
My mom did natural births.
And she had like a pretty easy time of it?
Yeah, she was fine. My sister was the one that like terrified me.
Well, there's like little things that can go wrong when she needed the C-section. So it's like she might have been on a like easy path until like a little something happened.
Yeah.
But
I think it could be like little tiny things like the baby's just not positioned perfectly.
Totally. Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like you'll probably
so no somersaults when you're pregnant. No.
No
wheels.
No, no rock climbing.
Did you do any rock climbing or anything like during
pregnancy? Not really. Like they actually have pregnancy harnesses that go around your belly and it's like almost like a big, it goes over your shoulders and you have like this, it's pretty funny looking. Yeah. And my boyfriend was like, come on, let's climb. Like I got you a pregnancy harness. And I was like,
you're like, I'm not going to risk it.
Well, I got to use the excuse. I was like, I'm pregnant. Like, I don't feel good. And I was just kind of lazy through the whole pregnancy. Like, I'm like, is that supposed to be? I know.
It's like a good excuse. I'm going to eat what I want. I'm going to do what I want.
Oh, it's like 9 months of the best, like, but also 9 months of the real, like, excuses. Like,
Yeah. Well, I think the emotional part was hardest. But, like, I was pretty lucky. I didn't throw up a ton.
Oh, that's what I was just going to ask you. Did you get morning sickness? Because that's something I'm scared of.
You are, like, puking. Oh, me too.
I'm sure there's some women like watching this being like,
they're like, I hate you.
Yeah. They're like, I've been through all this shit.
I know.
And like, you know, like a pregnant goddess just like walking there.
Yeah. Like, you're just like,
I definitely felt very lucky. I was like, easy pregnancy, easy birth. I'm just like meant to birth children. So maybe
you're like,
I think.
Gonna be like the mother aunt. You know, like with the mother aunt. Yeah. Like, has all
maybe
the babies.
I'll be the surrogate for the people. Though. Maybe it's like zero stress.
Maybe. But my big sister had like, you know, she was horrible. She had like bed rest and just like her hips were hurting all the time. It was awful. Yeah. But I didn't really. Oh, yeah, she's puking through like the whole thing. And I'm terrified of puking too.
Oh, I hate puking.
No, it's horrible.
I don't remember the last time I did.
Puking's horrible.
Well, I threw up while I was in labor, so that sucks. But no, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Like, I have like a paranoia, a fear of it. Like, if people are sick around me, I'm like.
Oh, it's funny because if someone's are like around me and they're like have a cold, I'm like, oh, that's fine. If I've known they'd have like the stomach bug or something, I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm like taking a shower.
Face mask. Home.
I'm like taking a million vitamins.
Hazmat suit. Yeah.
That's the worst feeling.
No, it's
a hazmat suit.
You know, where like if somebody has like a super infectious disease, you're like breathing out of an oxygen tank.
I thought there's like some organic thing that you do. And I'm like, what is this?
No, I wish.
I was like, tell me all your secrets.
Like, tell me how to avoid getting
like, which essential oils did you take during pregnancy?
Did you put like a bunch of oils and stuff like on your stomach for like stretch marks and all that stuff?
I'm telling you, I just am like that obnoxious person where like I didn't get stretch marks and like I know like it's obnoxious.
Yeah.
But it helps when you're 23 having a baby too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So that definitely makes a difference. But it changes everything. Do you guys want to have kids?
When I was little, I wanted 85. I was obsessed 85. With babies. 85, like, babies are, like, my thing. Like, I'm obsessed with babies.
Yeah.
But then now I'm just, like, I don't know. The world's just crazy. I'm just, like, don't want to put my kids in, like, public school and all that stuff.
Totally. Well, actually, that's funny because I was homeschooled and I'm probably going to, like,
Were you really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm, like, my mom, like, doesn't like public school and all that stuff. So it's in my head. I feel like we're so influenced by our parents. It's, like, the certain ways we think is, like, my mom's, okay, I'm going to think like that.
100%. 100%. So were you homeschooled the whole time or did you go
So I was homeschooled. I was in kindergarten just for a tiny bit.
Yeah.
And then, like, because that's when my parents were kind of, like, they would really fight over, should we homeschool, should we not? My dad didn't want to. My dad knows how my mom is. She's not very, like, structured person.
Yeah.
So my dad was like, no, you're not the type of mom that should. Because there are certain moms that are great at it. And then there's some that's like, oh, you probably shouldn't. But my mom just like loves us so much and just really wanted us to be with her. She's one of those moms that like she wants us with her. Like she doesn't want to send us to school and then wait. Like she just is so like, she's one of those moms that are just like, be with me, love me all the time. So I was in kindergarten for a little tiny bit. Then they decided to homeschool us. And then my dad, like I think they had another falling out where it's like, okay, put him in school for like a, so then we tried second grade a little bit. We all hated it because all my siblings were homeschooled. They were in first grade. I was in second grade. I was in it for probably like half the year and then pulled out again and then was homeschooled all till high school and then was in high school freshman year and then I dropped out like 3 months before it ended. Like the
a lot of back and forth.
No, I was the same way. I like went to private school for 2 years. I was homeschooled all through elementary school. I went to public school for 2 years in high school. I was the same way.
It's like, we're it's all like they're like, but then I had like a bunch of, so it seemed like I wasn't socialized because our church would have like school, like, like Thursdays and Wednesdays, it would be like class school. Like, so we
like
have
homeschool
like
group. I had the exact same experience. Like, our church had different homeschool groups, and so we would do like, the moms would be the different teachers.
The teachers
and I would learn
and
like biology with one mom.
And then
like
so all
kinds of
stuff.
Did the same thing with her?
I think so. For elementary school, because I think what was cool about it is, again, we didn't have any social issues. And I mean, like, look at us. We turn out fine. And, like, we can talk to people. And I had tons of homeschool friends, which was cool. Because then we could, like, go on trips. And, like, I snowboarded. And so me and my homeschooled friends would go snowboarding together.
Right. And,
like,
and my mom also had a lot of friends, too.
Yeah.
Because all the other moms. And then we actually would have, like, certain moms my mom really liked. And then their kids would be our friends. And then we would go do things like, we would go on field trips with them. And we'd go, like on hikes and go to the zoo and go all these things. So it's like we're, like, it was like fun school.
That's what my sister does with her kids.
Yeah. So. She's home. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's crazy. I feel like there's such a stigma against it and stuff. And it's
I don't
like,
think so anymore. I think if the parents are doing it the right way.
Yeah.
So where it's like, you do these experiential things and like where the kids can take those memories and learn from them too. And to make sure that they're learning
what they need to be learning. Yeah. I was just like always shocked at how much I was able to learn in such a short amount of time. Yeah. And when I went to school, that, like, really blew me away where I was like, wait, I have to, like, sit in a chair for 8 hours?
Right. That's what my mom hated. It's like, okay, like, you don't need recess. You don't go do the little work. You have to go do the book work and then come home to me.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you have to have lunch and then a snack and then a recess and then P.E. Like,
P.E.
P.E. And all this stuff. P.A. It's like just do the work that you have to do and come home to me. Because she just didn't like the fact that her kids, like, we're only little for a little time.
Totally.
Like, she wanted to be with us. So we're literally in school from 8, 9 to 3 every single day. And then we have homework, like, 3 hours of homework.
It's and then,
like,
you go to bed at, like, 8, and then, like...
It's a whole process. It's like, maybe parents that, like, don't really care too much about spending every waking moment with their kids.
Yeah, or don't feel, like, confident, too. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's...
I also think,
really
like,
confident.
Some parents, like...
Have
jobs. So it's like, you know, they can't like stay
at
home.
But I know a lot of moms too who think it's like a release. Like, yes, please go to school. You know?
Which I'm like, I totally get that too.
Yeah.
But for me, I definitely feel the same way where I'm like, I want to get to spend every moment I can.
No, that's how I am. I'm very selfish with people's time. Like, I'm like, I want you to be with me all the time.
Yeah.
Never leave my side. Yeah, that's how I'll be with my mom.
Yeah, it's cool to like teach them how to do things. Like, I remember learning how to read with my mom and like her teaching me how to write.
You always remember that. As an adult, you always remember who taught you what.
Very they have such an influence on
who taught me how to read.
Well, when it's like someone who's close to you. Like, I'm not going to remember teachers who taught me stuff.
Yeah.
But like,
maybe
you know your mom.
Dessert.
And
yeah.
How to teach her name Miss Dessert.
Oh, I like that name.
Yeah, I feel like she made it up. It was like her stage name.
It's like her stripper name.
Yeah. This is Miss Dessert.
Or what's the teacher from Magic School Bus? What's her name?
Miss Fez.
Like,
oh, no.
Frizzle. Yeah, it's like a made-up name like that, like Miss Dessert.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
She could have a little tagline like your guys's where it's like, what was it? What's
sweet
your...
and sticky.
That's
sweet.
Sticky and sweet.
Sticky and sweet.
Yeah.
Sticky
and sweet.
Now I forget it. I'm going to mess it up next time. When we intro, I'm going to be like, wait, what?
I think it's so cute, though. I like it. How did you come up with the name?
Just like, we like the phrase.
You know, like when girls are like, oh, honey. You know when, like, you're like, someone tells you something, and it's
like,
oh,
honey. Here we go.
Oh, honey. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of that, we have this thing we do called the Honey Pot, where we have our fans write in and we give them advice.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
We're going to take a tip from the honey.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Is that someone's question?
That's the question.
That's you.
Oh. Here we go.
I don't like reading the super loud
with my like half voice that I have.
Wow, I'm like, what are you doing to lose your voice?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's not on that side. I think it's crossed out.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's not two sides.
Okay. I'm just like impressed that somebody took the time to write that.
Oh yeah, we get long ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
They need help. They need our help.
Read it. Yeah, they need it.
So here we go.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, honey. Hey, Summer and Amanda and Becca. I'm Kaylee from New York. I need some serious guy advice. If you could help at all, it'd be great for my two biggest inspirations. Four biggest inspirations. So there's a guy, Zach. I've liked him probably 5 years now, and I think I might have fallen a little too much for him, to be completely honest. We got very close this year. It got to the point where he could FaceTime me every day and talk for hours till we fell asleep.
Oh, wow.
We would hang out after school, and he'd walk me to make me feel safe and almost feel like I was wanted. Oh. And he was proud to walk with me with everyone staring and all of that high school stuff. He hugged me once, which was the best day ever for me. Everything in my life just felt right when I was with him, like as my best friend. Even though I wanted more, but never let anyone know because I didn't want to mess up what we had. Then, out of nowhere, it was like he stopped talking and just disappeared. He never answered my calls, never seemed to make eye contact or socialize.
Mm-hmm.
I text him and his answers now were just a little response. And when I asked him if I did call him, he'd tell me he couldn't. Wait, and if I asked, that's weird.
He didn't want to talk to her.
Yeah, he didn't want to talk to her. And it felt like he always gave me a different reason every time I asked. I let him know how I felt about our friendship and how I feel like he didn't want to talk to me anymore because he hasn't been talking to me. And he told me that I did nothing wrong, and he hasn't talked to anybody. Meanwhile, he has been talking to everyone besides me in actuality, and I can tell by everything and everyone around me. I then begin to get upset, and I cry almost every night because I feel like I lost one of my best things I've ever had.
Mm.
I still get upset, but I try to ignore him now so I don't keep getting put down. But I feel like he's forgotten me, and I feel like I can't go on without some sort of feeling. I don't know what that feeling is, but I know it sounds stupid, but he was like all I had left, and now he's gone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, he didn't even care. So, please, if you have any advice or anything to say to maybe help, please. I love you both with all my heart.
Oh, my God. Aww, she got ghosted.
She did. By her best friend.
That is so sad.
Like,
why?
That's a rare.
Why did you just do that, though? I'm so confused.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe it's something in his own life.
Okay, yeah. That's the first thing, is it's not
you.
It's, yeah, yeah. It's definitely it's not you, girl. It's yeah. all him, right? Yeah. Obviously.
And so maybe it's, like, something with his family, that he's so close to you, he don't know, it'll come up, and he doesn't want to talk about it, so he's, like, avoiding you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe he's, like, afraid of being close to somebody, and maybe yeah. things were getting, like, a little bit too close for him.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he just pulled back all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. And usually when that's the case, too, it's, like, you gotta let the people do that.
Yeah.
And, right. like, if they go away, and, like, you've tried calling, and you've tried doing things, and they just want to disappear, they need to go through those things in their life, and if you see, like, him struggling, then maybe reach out again.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know.
See, I don't know. I think I'd take a different approach where I'd just be, well, this is my personality.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Like, well, and I think sometimes you need that to protect yourself. So yeah. it's like, if someone doesn't want to talk to you, then maybe you need to be like, okay, then maybe you don't deserve to mm-hmm. have my time if you're not going to be respectful towards
that'll,
me.
Like, that'll give you closure, too.
Yeah.
And like how we yeah. talked about last time, the more, like, more people try to get you to talk to them, even if you're about to, maybe, and then it's like, okay, wait, dude, chill. Like,
yeah.
you know, when
makes
they come
pull
on too
back
aggressive.
Even more.
Yeah. So yeah. she just needs to be chill and
try to move on.
Weird to walk every day and then just to disappear.
Like, well, that's kind of rude on yeah. his end. Like, yeah.
totally
say
rude.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like he's, like, ignoring her at school and stuff, too, and where they interact, which is...
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing, is not knowing what. You know, like, because in your mind, you will make up a million different reasons why it could be. Like, did I do something wrong?
You know
what
it might be, too, is, like... Because she was saying that he is all she has, and, like, that sounds like one of her only friends. Mm. So maybe there's some... other people in the school that could have said something to him that made him kind of be like, oh, it's not cool, or oh, it's like, you know, and then that made him like kind of like turn his shoulder,
because it seemed like she was like, oh, he would walk with me in front of people, and it was cool, almost like people don't like her and don't think she's cool, and then he doesn't care that people don't think she's, but then something might have gotten in his head and been like, oh, this isn't cool, you're not cool, I better stay away from
but you. Obviously not to the point where he's like being mean to her, like
it sounds like he's, I mean, maybe
influence.
He's not being like overtly rude, but his actions are certainly like, I think that in that situation he does, like, the person deserves some kind of closure and deserves a reason why they're being ignored.
I would say just go with what your feelings are and the things that you want to say. Get off your chest, and then, you know, it'll kind of end it. Or because she said she's afraid to lose the friendship that they had, but there's not that friendship anymore either.
Yeah, or he's not the friend that she thought he was.
Yeah.
Because he's not there for her anymore.
I would probably, if it was me, like... this is what my actions would be. I would probably go up, like, right to his face and be like, hey, like, that's not nice what you did to me.
Yeah.
You know, you, like, completely disappeared. Really hurt my feelings because I genuinely love you and care about you.
Yeah.
And now you just disappeared. So you at least tell me why, so I have, like, some closure to this relationship.
Of,
because I appreciated you as a friend, and this sucks. You know?
That's really brave of you to do that. Like...
I think that's more, like, me, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's, like...
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, though. I'm, like, good on you for, like, facing that kind of stuff
directly.
It's, like,
directly. My situation now. I'm like, thank you.
No, but I think that's...
you should do that.
Well, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I think that's, like, good advice, though. Whereas,
no,
like...
No, but Amanda's pretty bold. Like, she pretty much says how it is.
That's great.
That's good.
Have you guys ever gotten ghosted like that before?
No, if I did, I'd be like, peace.
Bye. No, we do.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I would.
I feel like those who ghost always come back somehow, though.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's like a friend or whatever that disappears for, and they'll come back with an apology and some sort of reasoning.
Yeah.
And then when, like, they ghost you and stuff, and then you, like, don't care anymore, and then
that's
when they do come back, and then you don't care anymore, then they're like, mad. And
yeah,
they,
it never happens.
And then they come
care.
Crawling back.
Returns, and then they're, like, trying to be your friend, and you're like, no, leave me alone.
Yeah.
That's what, okay, so I think that it's good to do both. Like, one, like you said, face it head on, and then also, like, go after that and live your own life. And be
don't
doing
dwell on
your, living your best life and have them see that.
I feel like that's exactly what would give somebody that closure, though. Not like, what if I said this? What if I do this? Because then you're always just thinking of the what ifs.
And
what if I said
you.
Something?
Yeah. And then you could just go up, say it. If he's an asshole, if he, like, if he just walks away, then you'd be like, okay.
Yeah, that's your cue to walk away.
Everything I could.
Yeah.
So, goodbye.
That's true.
And rest, like, out of my life.
Yeah, so. That's true. Like, if you don't give it all that you've got and, like, really lay it all out there, you don't know what could have happened.
Yeah.
I feel like that's good advice, especially for romantic stuff, if you have, like, a crush on somebody.
Right. Like, and it seemed like she kind of does have a crush on him.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
And she, like, doesn't want to, like, tell him because he doesn't like her like that, and then it'll ruin their friendship, so she's just, like, secretly in love.
Yeah, maybe you got that vibe. So maybe in your speech, too, even include, obviously, like, you know, may have had some feelings for you if that's what turned you away. Like, I appreciate you more as a friend, and I'd rather not lose that.
Yeah, we can just be friends.
Yeah, like, just tell me.
She just walks up and she's like, I don't like you like that. If you thought that, you're crazy.
No, don't say that.
That's what I would say. I'm like, you're delusional, bro.
Well, that, yeah.
You just turn it around. You're like, do you like me? Because that's gross.
And I'm like, I got the vibe that you like me. So confused. Please stop. Because, like, no.
You've really been bugging me a lot lately. And I'm sure, like, you know something.
I see that we haven't been talking a lot. And I just want to say I'm sorry that, like, I'm too cool for you now. And I haven't been talking to you or FaceTiming you or, like, walking home
with
you.
I've just been really busy.
That's
the thing. She should turn it around and just be like, I've noticed you've been trying to talk to me, but I'm done, actually. Over.
The entire student body is around too. Right? Just say it really loud.
I see that you keep trying to FaceTime me and walk me home, and I just keep declining you. So just lay off.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm too good for you. And
So choose strategy one or two. Maybe, like, I suggest strategy one.
Yeah, I suggest strategy one too.
The guy would literally just be like, this was just crazy.
She is crazy. Yeah, no. I suggest your approach.
Just crazy.
Yours is very wise.
And the ours second is very humorous. Like, this reminds me of Clueless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's something that, what's her name? Rachel?
Oh, wait.
What's the girl's name? No, not Rachel.
Oh, in the show?
I just made that up out of nothing.
Oh, my God.
What's the girl's name in Clueless?
Clueless, anybody?
Help.
Anybody know the Clueless girl's
name? No one know what the Clueless girl's
name? All the people listening. Like,
Cher.
Oh, Cher, yes. That's something that Cher would do.
Yeah. And Dee. Cher and Dee. And she's like, all right, let's just go into
this. Okay. Take a tip from the honey dip. Hi, girls. I'm from Manchester, UK, and I have a question I would love you guys to answer. My front tooth is chipped and is visibly noticeable. I can't get it fixed till I'm 19, 20. So, therefore, I have low self-confidence, and I find it hard to meet up and talk with girls because I think they will not like me because of it. What do you think I should do, and do you think it's a big issue?
Why can't she get it fixed till she's 19, 20? Oh, because her parents won't let her?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what it says. I can't get it fixed.
It's just a fact. We have to accept the fact.
It's a fact, guys. We don't know why it's a fact, but it's a fact. Maybe he's 18, 19 right now. Or, like, he doesn't have money.
Maybe. That's expensive.
Yeah. Dental work is expensive.
Also, it might be, like, do your teeth have to, like, mature or something?
Mm. I would say create a really cool story about it. And then just go with that.
What would be your story for chipping your front tooth?
Well, you want to know why this is chipped?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty crazy. You sure you want to know it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, make sure you tell everybody.
make a post.
No, it happened to me. I was, you know, I used to be a professional boxer. And
at 14.
Yeah, like, you know, like the lower ranks, you know. Well, it's like boxing. I like to call it boxing because I'm a big fan. I'm getting caught in a lie right now. Boxing.
your story straight.
Fan. Yeah. Do your research and know what age you are. So I like to call it boxing, but really it's like a form of jiu-jitsu. I know completely different than boxing.
Wow. Yeah.
But I added boxing into the jiu-jitsu. So it's like in my
next
tournament.
Nice.
Yeah, in my tournament I was going against like the number one guy, right? And I know I'm a girl, but that's how good I...
You're in the men's division. Like, that's crazy.
I just did this move, but as I was doing the move, you know, like, kind of just throwing him over before the punch.
Yes, as one does.
In boxing jiu-jitsu. it hit my tooth. His head hit my tooth. And it chipped my tooth, but, I mean, he was just bleeding everywhere. But, you know, I still, like, got him in that hold after and, like... kind of held him there even, you know. And then the bell rang, you know, ding, 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 you won. and I won the championship.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
And now I love your chip tooth.
Yeah, well, thank you. It has a really good backstory, I guess. I don't know.
And you know what? It makes you unique, your chip tooth.
Thank you.
It's something different that lots of other people don't have, so it makes you special.
You know, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate that. I love how all of our podcasts, we're always preaching honesty is key. Never lie. Always tell the truth.
Is that what you guys do?
Yeah.
Well, that's
and then it's like, but guys, if it's gonna make you look better, lie your ass off.
Yeah. You always gotta think of a cool story.
No, but it's a story. That's not really lying. That's like just kind of fibbing. That's like a fib.
It's just having fun with it.
Yeah.
Everyone always asks about my birthmark, and sometimes I'm like, yeah, like I was, my family was burning in a fire. I just had to reach you with my
arm?
Yeah.
And save my entire family
that's with cool. my one hand.
That's special and different that you have a birthmark right there. Mm-hmm. And it looks pretty cool too.
Oh, yeah. I have a pink pinky. That's always what I tell everyone. I have a pinky.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's cool, actually. It kind of looks like a tattoo on your pinky.
It does.
Yeah, it's like, when I was younger, I was like, Mom, I think it looks like a cloud. I'm going to get, like, birds and rainbows on it. My mom's like, you can't tattoo it. I'm like, you literally can't because what it is, it's like, blood is like, so, like, you can, like, if I get hurt or something here, it's like, it can bleed. I don't know. She told me something. It might not even be true.
Your mom made the facts.
Because she doesn't want me to get tattoos. She's one of those moms that's like, don't get tattoos.
Do you have any?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm a very obedient couple. Yeah. I'm obedient to my mother.
I just have like a couple on my ankles. It's like they're very tiny.
Are they meaningful to you?
Kind of not. They're just like shitty stick and pokes that my friends did where you do it in somebody's house.
Oh.
It was when I was in high school and I thought it would be cool. You know, I was like rebellious.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's funny.
Give me a tattoo in my friend's bedroom with a needle.
Me, I would have to be something that I like love. So like, I've never like thought of like, wow, I need to get that tatted on me. Because me, I would want it to be super sentimental.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know why. Because I would wake up in the morning and hate it and then be like, oh crap.
I'm the same as you.
Yeah, because your style changes. Yeah. Like, and you want something that's gonna shift with you as you get older.
Right.
Would you get a tattoo of your significant other, Grayston?
Like of his face?
Or his whole
face just like, tatted on your butt. Yeah. Like
just like
that'd be tight.
Right over your face.
On my heart. Yeah. Like a big ol'. Would I get his name? Okay, I go back and forth because I think it's actually kind of funny and cool when somebody has the name of somebody they're no longer with. I know that's kind of like, that's kind of weird, but it's like you're still with them. You're not going to like write, I mean, I'm not the kind of person where I'm going to like delete my photos of them off of my Instagram and like pretend like they didn't exist. Yeah, exactly. Or like think like Johnny Depp had Winona Forever and then he changed it to Wino Forever. Like he just scratched out the N and A. But I think it's kind of like fun because that person's still. Like, they were a part of your story and a part of your life. Yeah. So if I had Grayson tattooed on me, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not with
them. But then it gets to the point, imagine, like, if you had Grayson.
Yeah, you have, like, little lines crossing them out. Yeah. Grayson slash Matt.
I've seen people do that. They do, and then they do on top of it, and then they do it again, and they cut it out.
I knew
someone who had it husband's name tatted above their vagina, and then they had to do it. Because could you imagine having, doing it with someone, and every time you have to see another guy's name right above this?
No. What did she do?
She got it, like, covered, like, with a butterfly or, like, something it's huge.
A big butterfly.
Yeah, it was, like, huge. She had to, like, her whole thing is, like, tatted. Yeah. But one thing that I kind of like is like, you know when people tat like the ring on their finger?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of cute. Me, I like wear a ton of rings. So
yeah,
like
me too.
It would just be different. Like I keep all my rings on and just on that finger have like a tattoo.
And you're like that.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
You have a ton of rings and
all these comments always be like, can you make room
minimal
for one
over
more
here?
Ring? Because they're all like,
would you
wanting me to marry them.
Off?
They're like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. I
like,
that.
Can you make room for one more ring? I'm like, no.
Like, there's going to have to be a really big diamond so that it stands out.
See, would you want a diamond on there?
I kind of think it would be cool to have like a tattoo and then keep all my rings on, but then
that's the one that's always there.
It's different.
Yes.
You know?
I like that.
Do that.
Do you take them all off when you like swim or work out or shower?
I never take them off, so it's funny because a lot of people are like, do you take them off? I'm like, no. They're like, not to work out, not to shower, not to sleep. I'm like, no, I never take them off. It's weird because if I do like photo shoots before like
like when I was like trying to like make a name for myself, yeah. people would be like, you have to take them off now. People would like just let me express myself.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would literally be like, okay, I'm leaving.
You're like, be you.
I'm like, if you take someone told me to take them off, I'm like,
you.
I'm leaving. Yeah. So back in the day when I was trying to like make people happy and like try to be like, eh, please work with me, I would take them off. Yeah. But nowadays I'm
that's
like,
that's a lot
no.
of work.
Yeah, it was so hard to take them off. And my fingers are kind of deformed.
Off. I'm like, like,
what?
Yeah,
I know.
Like, I'm like, oh, come on.
All of them are so weird. So this, have you ever seen the Princess Vera Wang perfume?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So I got it. It was my first perfume ever. My mom bought me when I was like 8 or something. So this is the cap of it. You know the cap?
Oh my God.
Have you ever removed it?
That is so dope.
I got it. So it was funny because when I first got it, I thought to myself, this would be a cute ring. And then I didn't use it forever. And then I put it on probably like 5 years ago. And then I haven't taken off since then. So all these rings are like, some of them have like sentimental reason. Like this is like my grandma's giving me some of them. And then some of them are just random.
Metal detectors.
And then they like
at the airport.
They go off. I always have to get scanned. Like they always
scan me. Do you really?
Yeah, they take me aside and they scan me. I'm like,
I absolutely love that. That's really great of the cap, though. Thanks. I felt like I had a lot. No, now I'm inspired. I'm going to go out and get a ton more.
I'm just going to come. Next time we have you on, it's going to be armor. Hi, baby.
I know you have like a million.
Oh, we have Ruth away.
Oh, my baby.
She's like, where am I?
Aw, she's so cute.
Hello, love us. Oh, no, don't do that. Don't
do you think she'll keep her, like, does she have blue eyes right now?
Yeah, she's like blue-gray eyes, but I think that babies usually, I think I had blue eyes when I was little, but now I just have brown.
Yeah, they always change.
Yeah.
What color eyes does your boyfriend have?
He has brown eyes, too. We have, like, the same just normal brown eyes. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, she's mean mugging us. You have to, like, zoom
does
into her face.
Does breastfeeding hurt?
Breastfeeding, no. Well, okay. Here's the thing that I always say.
Right, she's like the...
I'm the expert now on breastfeeding. Yeah. No, but I talked to a lactation consultant, and they said that if it hurts, then you need help like adjusting, and something needs to change in the way that you're feeding, like in the way they're latched. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't hurt. It kind of... I'm sure you felt somebody suck on your nipple at some point, and it kind of just feels like that, except in not a weird sexual way.
She doesn't... But, when do they start getting teeth?
Dude, that is a thing, though. Apparently, like, babies will start biting.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's like, oh, she just bit me. And then, like, the mom is just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, no, they do that.
You're my baby, and I love you.
Oof, don't bite me. They do that.
So we'll talk to you when it gets to that.
Yeah, get back to me in, like, a year, and we'll see if I'm cutting her off from the boob or not. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Snips.
I did think, have you guys ever thought about getting your nipples pierced? Is that
oh, I have mine.
Question? Do you?
Do you?
Yeah, both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did it hurt? Like, I always wanted to.
So I got one pierced, and I was like,
you can't tell.
That's not that bad. Like, I got one pierced, and then it was like, the next one, guys, I don't know if it hit or not.
Was it the same time?
Yeah, I got them both pierced.
I know what
so
it is.
I literally got another, I literally saw, like, have you ever been in pain where you see stars?
Yeah.
Like, I literally, like, felt like I was like,
no, that makes, I know, it makes my body tense up.
I've ever had, like, they had to have hit a nerve or something. Because the first one, I was like, oh, that's not that bad. And I wasn't even nervous for the next one. Literally, I saw stars, like, my head went numb for a second. I was like, and I couldn't
think. Afterwards?
I'm weird with piercings. I like to get them, but my body doesn't like to get them because I keloid. Have you ever heard of a keloid?
Yeah, I used to have two nose piercings, and
I have my nose pierced. I don't like this side of my nose anymore because I keloided. I have my nose pierced.
Oh my God!
Keloided.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my nose, it like popped up my nose a little bit because I have a keloid there. In my ear because I have my ear piercing.
So keloid scars. So it's like it raises.
This is what my mom explained it as. It's like think about like you know when a car accident happens, a bunch of car people rush to it.
Yeah.
When you get hurt, the same thing, your body sends like cells to do it. But like people who kilo, you send too many. So you overheal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your mom sounds smart. I like your mom. She's cool. I think I'd go along with her.
I'm like, oh, yeah, sirens. Paramedics. Yeah, I get it.
Like, yes, terms. I understand.
Yes, you're speaking my language.
Oh, that's interesting, though.
So, yeah, so maybe she's a great teacher, guys.
But I'm still on nipples.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So you had did they get infected?
I've never really had issues with them. I like my nipple rings, but I had my whole neck pierced down here because I got. Have you ever had a dermal?
No,
I
that's
had
like
them
the
all
one thing
pierced
I done.
Down my.
Oh my!
And
but the hair.
Yeah, my hair. So in the shower, my hair would get wrapped up. I would pull them out, and then I would just stick it back in. I would literally take it and stick it back. I wanted them so bad. Me, my mom, and my best friend all got matching like. like on not in, like on our vaginas, but like right here.
What your mom did too?
Yeah, me. Like, my mom has one.
I love your mom.
My mom is the best.
I can't even get that.
We all
waxed.
Got them pierced at the same time together.
Wait, that's kind of tight. I kinda
yeah, it's
like
right
that.
Here. It's not on your vagina. It's like just like right
your
here.
Pubic bone kind of thing.
Do you still have it? Over here. Mine and my best friend came out. My mom still has hers.
Did it
the other day,
out?
She was like, she was, I was with her. She was like, aren't you jealous that you don't have this anymore? Because it's so cute. But no, it's like
I
a little
like
diamond.
That.
My like jeans would like.
Oh,
some,
it's a dermal there.
It's a dermal.
Oh.
Dude, your okay. jeans would be like your jeans.
Oh. No, so me, it's like, I'm rough. So I would like pull up my jeans. Like my mom's just kind of more like.
Like, she's delicate.
So like, she's more dainty than me. I'm just like.
Yeah, I don't think that would work for me either. Oh.
So me, I'm
not
a good person.
You ripped yours out?
Yeah, I ripped mine out. So I'm not a good person. And your body rejects them. So like, I ripped one of these out and then I put it back in. But then my body rejected the other ones because like your body like rejects them. But I'm not a good person to ask. Like, because I'm like kind of like intense about stuff. I'm like, I don't really.
Yeah, no, I like pierce my own ears and pierce my own cartilage
I could
and
pierce
stuff
my
like
own
that.
Ears
I'm the same
and
way
stuff.
Too.
Like,
yeah, but
I
any time I did that, like I pierced my cartilage and it just like I'd do it with a thumbtack.
Yeah, me too.
And
I would
apple.
Do the same thing.
I was like,
like Parent Trap
and
style.
Yeah. You do your nose, you just
I think
put a
that's
carrot.
Where I got it from. Honestly, I think I watched Parent Trap,
and then
I was
you're like,
I
can do this.
Yeah, I was like, pop, pop, like through the ear.
Oh, with the
remember the popping sounds?
Yes.
And it got infected, though.
So, guys, you know, like, this part of your ear I have it pierced, and you know that, like,
the
only conch, thing
that is that what it's called or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think so. And I got it done when I was 16. That was my mom's birthday present to me. I had to pay it, but she said that she would let me
let
do it.
Let you.
Her letting me do it was my birthday present.
It was always a birthday present.
Yeah.
Like, my belly, I got a belly ring when I was 15, and that was, like, my birthday. I begged.
Oh
for
my
so long.
God!
It was like
racy.
Everybody was doing the belly ring.
But
I do not recommend getting a belly ring ever. Because
I literally thought about it the other day. I was like, should I get my belly button?
It snags on things, and then you have that hole in your belly button.
And when you get pregnant, it expands out.
I wanted mine done awesome. So bad. My mom was like, there no, Summer. You don't want to do it because you're cleloid right there, probably.
Yeah,
and you mess up your beard. I was like, no, Mom, I
want
to do it.
Holes
so
everywhere.
So I did it, and I'm so thankful I didn't.
Didn't do it?
No, I didn't.
Some people still rock theirs, though, and like, I think it's like kind of cool.
I think it's kind of cute.
I think what's kind of cute is when people put like the little rings, like just like very subtle, like something little, like not too intense.
When would you let Ruth get a tattoo or a piercing?
Her ear pierced. My mom, we all had ears pierced by the time we were one.
Okay, so that's the thing. We talked about it because I'm also half Mexican, and that's like, that's a thing you do when you're Mexican sometimes is you get little baby's ears pierced. I thought it would be so cute to have her little have little hoops, but also like what we were talking about with birthdays, we decided that it would be fun for her when she's like 9 or 10 to go and get her ears pierced with her little friends.
Like
that's
moment.
What I did.
Go
I was
to
I turned 10. Exactly. You go to Claire's,
you
bring your little best friends for support and then you I don't know.
I'm like a cool mom. I'm like, I'll do it when they're one and then I'm like, here, just get the whole ear
pierced.
Just get
that
every birthday she has her whole ear just bleeds out. I'm like,
and then when she's older, she has all these holes. She's like, my mom.
Oh yeah, do you have any toe rings by the way? I have one.
Oh, I used to I usually put on these three and that one, but when I wear shoes, it's the only when I'm on vacations really, because I don't really like my feet, so I don't like to wear flip flops.
Do you
hate my feet.
Do you like tatted guys?
Okay, Ruth, rude.
She's like,
I'm
here.
Yeah, I mean, my boyfriend has tattoos. I think they're kind of stupid, but, like, I don't mind
I thought
them.
You were about to say, I think they're pretty sexy and they're stupid.
What
are
they,
I think they're pretty stupid.
What are the tattoos
Well, like? He just has this one, like, okay, I guess it was, like, a couple cover-ups, and now it's, like, some pirate cowboy girl with an eye patch, and it's on his arm. It's just dumb. He has some other ones, though. He has, like, a Don Quixote on his... on his leg, and he has one that says "Do it" on each. It's just they're stupid. They're like really dumb. And then he has he and his best friend have two of his friends. He has "Live" on his toes, and then his other friends have "Love" and "Laugh" written on their toes.
Live,
just
love.
For like stupid best friend tattoos.
Oh my gosh!
So live, laugh, love. I feel like that's a girly thing
it
too.
It is,
like,
and that's
what?
Why they thought it was funny.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let's get live, laugh, love, or laugh,
that's
love,
the joke.
Because it used to be all the captions.
I know.
Like, you know, I see
live,
where
laugh,
they,
love.
Yeah,
or like you hang it above your bed.
Is he funny?
Yeah, I mean, he thinks he's funny. I don't think he's that funny, but he definitely thinks he has a great sense of humor. So he just has a bunch of dumb ones. But we actually both want to get like Baby Ruth on our feet,
Baby
like
Ruth.
In script. You know?
That's so cute. So.
Are you going to dress up as the baby Ruth for Halloween?
I was thinking about it. Get her just like a whole candy bar costume.
Yeah.
But I also, do you guys do costumes for Halloween? Like what were you last year?
I didn't do last year, but I usually end up being like a superhero.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm usually a cheetah every single year, but then.
That was like me when I was little.
I'm a cheetah like every year.
I'm
but
a
then,
cat.
Yeah. But then I would always be a dog.
But then this year I wanted to like, I was like, you know, babe, I'll be matching with you. So then we were Sandy and very like.
That's
cliche.
Like, that's
you
cute.
You get a boyfriend and then you have matching costumes.
And then you're not a cheetah anymore.
Okay, so
you should be a lion this year. You could be the lioness.
Yeah, because you got the yellow right now.
Safari guy and then I'm the cheetah that he caught.
Look at how chill she is.
I love you.
She's so chill.
Yeah.
She's like laying back, just sucking on her fingers.
Did this make you just look at life differently?
Having a baby, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And it made me like a lot happier. I mean, not that I was unhappy before, but then in the morning when I wake up and she's like laughing and smiling at me, I'm like, oh, like, life is beautiful.
You're like, I made this.
Yeah, there's a purpose to life. Exactly. I know, it definitely does give you purpose because... Yeah. Everything that you're doing kind of them is, everything you're doing is for them, kind of. And it just, I don't know, I spend my day differently. I waste less time. Like, I spend less time on my phone because then I feel really guilty if I'm on my phone. And then she's like,
Summer and I next season have baby bumps. We're just like.
We're like on the podcast. We're like,
we're just
thanks
here.
To Becca.
She told
here
us.
Here we are now. We're finally going to be happy, guys. We're finally going to be in happy relationships.
Love for Rami, not our guests.
So our hormones.
What did you say? You start just sobbing.
Yeah.
Taking everything
you're like,
personally.
What are you going to dress up as Halloween? Oh, my God.
Have you noticed your emotions were just like going.
Yeah. The funny thing my boyfriend and I always joke about is I only had my period like once in our relationship so far. Like, really. Like, I had one period and or something like that. And that's then I got pregnant. And now I still don't have it because I'm breastfeeding. So you don't have a period when you're breastfeeding. So
I didn't know.
Yeah. But I told him, I'm like, that's it's so never going to get worse than pregnancy.
See, that's why my mom thought that she wouldn't get pregnant. So me and the doctors told my mom that when you're breastfeeding, you can't get pregnant.
And that's why she got
And that's why, because 16 months later, she had twins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she just was like.
Do you want another?
Oh, I want like 5 more.
Yeah.
I want to have like, I'm like you, I want to have 85 babies.
All the
I want to have
same
like
father.
Six.
My mom, so my first.
Just spread them out.
Yeah,
my
like
mom's
different
first,
like.
Yeah, you have a bunch. My mom's first, like, so my sister.
Yeah.
Like her, like easygoing, slept through the night, the most perfect, amazing baby.
Yeah,
took
I
her
see
to
where
movie
this is going.
Theaters, took her. She said if she had me first, she would have never had another baby. Remember?
Yeah,
I was the worst baby.
Podcast.
I never stopped crying.
Oh, you had her own
fun.
Yeah.
So
we've
like,
been through all, we know Summer's whole backstory now.
Yeah. It was a wild
one. We need
one.
Her mom now.
Well, you're kind of like the middle one, so I feel like the sort of middle, I mean, you're.
Yeah, so I have my older sister, and then there's me, and then two more. So my mom wanted 5 kids. But then after she had the twins, her body couldn't handle other babies because it was like intense pregnancy with 2. Because they're both like.
Imagine triplets.
They're both like full size babies.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, did she go to full term with them?
She had them a month early, but she was bedridden for 6 months.
Oh no. And the thing is, everybody always says, I want twins.
No.
I want triplets.
No, it's horrible.
Now you see them and you're like,
dude, can you imagine having a baby and then knowing that another one has to come?
Oh my God. Or like when you're, man, with the sleeping.
Doesn't it make it like, I wonder.
It does open it up more.
Yeah.
So it's probably not. Because
the next one's like, woo.
Yeah,
but it just slides on. But my sister was like very like dominant over my brother, so my brother came out like a ugly little like well malnourished little thing. He had like
he was the smaller of the two.
The runt.
Yeah, like in.
Did they call it
the runt? Yeah, the runt of the litter.
She pushed him out, and then she was in there for hours more. She's just like, oh, yep, it's nice in here without him
stretching. There was hours between them.
Yeah, hours because he came out. The doctors pretty much said he was the ugliest baby ever. But it was weird because then, like, through, like, when my brother, he's the cutest baby in the world. Like, literally to this day, I, like, think of him. I was like, oh, my God, he's so cute.
Whoa,
but not when he was, like, her
going?
Age. He was ugly.
She's doing, like, acrobatics
Where are you
over
going,
there.
Kid?
She's so beautiful.
She likes to stand.
So, can I try
and flex?
Holding?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Don't be offended if she cries.
All right.
She seems like she's starting to get kind of worked up, so.
Oh.
Hi. Hi, baby.
Hello.
Aw, her hair back here?
Oh, dude, back. I know. She has like a little Friar Tuck kind of look.
So when I was 12, I would work in the nursery at
a church.
I would like, so all the moms were kind of hesitant in the beginning, like, I don't want to give this little girl my infant baby. So in the beginning, when the staff didn't trust me, they would like let me play with like the toddlers. Like literally 2 months in, I was back in the back with the they'd hand me off the babies. Like I was in charge.
You're the
fully
pro.
Of the babies. So
I love that.
And
I did
he's,
that
like,
too.
Love me and stuff. Yeah. So
they love me.
She's
and then I hold her. She's
now.
Like.
Screaming.
Hey, you're doing good.
I'm gonna hang out with Ruth.
Look at her, both her hands on your boobs. She's
I know. She's like, this is home.
She's like, these are big. They look like they're full of milk.
This is where home is. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, of course. It was so fun.
And for sharing Ruth with us.
Yeah, of course.
We're taking her. You guys go have fun.
Yeah, I'll go to my bachelorette party.
Yeah,
good luck, you
guys.
Yeah,
we'll have her in all the podcasts.
Great.
She's just going to be chilling with us, sleeping here. Like, people are going to be like, who's baby? Like, me and Amanda.
Make sure you guys check out all of Becca's stuff in the description below. And for our listeners, where can they find you?
On Instagram at what's your sign. Oh, we should have talked about that. Our signs.
You knew about
you know signs?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, okay,
do I know about
we're gonna get you on next season.
Okay, no,
I know. This is
I know about
horrible.
The signs.
Oh, baby.
We were
just
should have
really
asked
quickly,
you this earlier.
Just really quickly. Sure. I'm a Cancer.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Well, I dated a Cancer and we didn't have a very good experience, so you probably shouldn't ask me about Cancers, but as far as I know, I think you kind of like, you need, oh man, this is like the one that I don't know that much about, but I feel like you probably, if you're in a relationship, you like to be really close and you're like cuddly and you can be kind of like occasionally a little bit needy and kind of stubborn at times. Maybe not. Yeah. I'm like bringing up the worst qualities.
Yeah.
The person that
no,
I dated.
Yeah, I just don't. You know,
like,
maybe
I hate
I'm
them,
like
so.
A mix of a. Maybe it's.
And you like do your own thing though.
Yeah.
And you're like very independent and you kind of like things the way that you like them.
Okay.
Well,
I'll take it.
Okay, what about Virgo?
Oh, I have like so. Okay, this kind of makes sense. Because I have so many friends that are Virgos. You are like super, you have your, you're like talking about doing things the way that you like them. You like have your, you like have your things and you have your routine and you have the way that you do things and you're very comfortable in like your own routine and your, the way that you do it. And you can be kind of, you can tend, I'm the same way, you tend to have your opinion and you feel like your opinion is like kind of the right way to do things.
Yeah, that's exactly
and so
me.
You're like, okay, so everyone should probably follow my advice.
Right.
Yeah.
We're different where Amanda sees everyone's point of view, everyone, me, I'm like, my way or the highway.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's so Virgo. You're kind of like stubborn and you're in your ways where you're like, this is the way that other people should do it too. It works for me, so it'll work
like
for you.
It's not like I'm closed-minded. It's just like, it's hard. Like, I can see other people's point of view, but it doesn't change my point of view.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope, this is still how I see it.
Yeah, and the thing about Virgos is like a lot of times they'll have their way that they see things and that won't, it'll shift, but they will always have the way that they do things and it won't change over time. And that's just like.
And that's a kind of good.
It's
in this city of LA, it's like so many people are like influenced and then I will not be influenced. I'm not peer pressure.
You have the way that you are and you're happy with the way that you are and
I'm
that's not going to change. Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
So I don't like, I don't get peer pressured and I don't like, I'm just who I am today, tomorrow, forever.
Yep, that's great. Change.
Well, we're
going to
have
no,
you
not
on
changing.
Next season.
Yeah, well, I'll
go
have to
right
know your guys'
it.
Charts and then
yes.
I'll come in with your guys' charts.
Study
instead of just
you,
going off of my ass.
We're
going
to send you our birthdays,
times
so you know our rising stars and all that.
And then I'll
that
come in
thing.
And be like, so how was this year for you? Like, oh, you're popping out.
Yeah.
We're
gonna send you our times. I got baby.
She was pulling your shirt down. She's like, I love
we're gonna send you times and everything.
There we go.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Check her out.
Amazing.
And you said your handle, right?
Yeah. Oh, and then also I have a podcast, Chatty Broads.
Right.
So
Chatty Broads.
You can go listen to me chat on there.
Listen.
Download
her podcast
and download ours on Apple Podcasts.
Spotify,
wherever you listen to them, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Oh Honey Podcast.
And if you have anything you want advice on, send it to diary at ohhoney. What's it?
Diary.com.
diary at ohhoney. We're like messing up today. Okay.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Mwah.
Bye.
Oh honey. Love
oh,
you,
honey.
Ruth.
Oh,
Ruth.
Baby.
Say bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
She's like, I want more milk.
Oh honey.